EQX, hey everybody, it's Joy. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Sunday Brunch. We do this every Sunday morning. We talk to local businesses, independently owned entities, nonprofits from throughout EQX land. And today I am so psyched to go to Bennington and the Bennington Museum, a long established, long loved place, arts and cultural place that has just been with us through history, has exhibits that are just so important and historical. Dina Mallory is the Director of Public Programs at the Bennington Museum. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Hi. Let's talk about some of the things that are really top of mind when we think Bennington Museum. I know I think Grandma Moses, right? There's no escaping Grandma Moses. Fill us in for somebody who maybe doesn't know about the great history you have there at the museum.
Sure. So we actually have the largest public collection of Grandma Moses paintings in the world. So we're pretty well known for that. Of course, Grandma Moses lived most of her life just a few miles away from us in Eagle Bridge, New York. So we have a great exhibition of her work and some of her belongings, and that's always on view. And we're also pretty well known for our Battle of Bennington collection, our Bennington pottery collection, and the 1863 Jane Stickle quilt, which has fans all over the world and is on view. We limit how long we put it out just to help with the preservation. So it's typically on view between Labor Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. So that's on view right now at the museum.
Yeah, I love your timing of the viewing of this quilt, because we've talked before on the brunch, and I love this. Foliage, when so many people, rightly so, want to come and visit EQX land, and especially Vermont, with the foliage, and seeing this quilt, it is quite a draw. I mean, quilting is a big hobby for a lot of people. It's quite a draw, right? How old is this quilt?
So it was completed in 1863, and it is definitely a draw. It's sort of like, you make your pilgrimage to go see the Jane Stickle quilts.
Bucket list, yeah.
So, I mean, we literally have people that call us up now and say, when is the quilt going to be on display in 2025? Because I'm planning my vacation from Australia, and I need to make sure this quilt is on view when I get there.
That's awesome. And Grandma Moses, the paintings of Grandma Moses just really capture this area so well. And of course, she didn't start painting till, how old was she? I mean, what's the history there?
It's fascinating. She was 78 when she really started painting and was discovered as a painter and began painting professionally. But she lived to be 101 years old. So she had, a 20 plus year career and painted something like 1600 paintings during that time. But you're right, they really so wonderfully capture the landscape here, the way the rolling hills and the way they kind of change color in the distance. And, I always tell people when you're driving around out here, you really feel like you're in one of those paintings.
Yes. Yes, exactly. In the little houses that dot the landscape or the little people. Yeah, it's fascinating. If you've never been to the Bennington Museum, what a charming, delightful place. In case we miss it later, I always want to plug the gift shop, the museum store, because I think I really do love your museum store at the Bennington Museum. I've gotten the cutest little things there, little needlepoint project to books to jewelry. I mean, you have such a nice little collection there. So I just want to, that's my little throw in always when I talk to museums.
Yeah, we have awesome jewelry. Yeah, and of course, maple syrup.
All right, the Bennington Museum, who have these long-established exhibits going on and then some new exhibits that we're going to talk about, too, including a very exciting one that's been there for a little while and is going to be there for maybe about another month or two. And this is the, for the love of Vermont, the Lyman Orton exhibit. So we definitely want to talk about this with a lot of Vermont artist history. Dina will be back. Bennington Museum, it's a Sunday brunch on EQX.